victims were taken to the hospital, where one of them later died. The other has life-threatening injuries. Police have not made any arrests. And Montgomery Fire Rescue responded to a hazmat situation at the Kinpak facility on Gunner Park Drive yesterday. 11 people were treated on scene. 3 of them went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Okay, so we're up to 74 at 9 o'clock in the morning, and that's going to be it. That's it. That's our warmest part of the day. We're going to start falling off. That line of showers I've been tracking for you all morning has reached a Deetsville, Otagaville line, and moving across the river region. It's lost a lot of its robustness. It had a lot of heavy downpours, but it looks pretty meek and mild now. But boy, oh boy, once it passes your area with the rain that moves through, the winds will shift around and become gusty, and the temperature will start to drop. So you'll know when the front actually moves through. So look for temperatures to fall into the 50s by this afternoon. Even behind that line, the risk of showers continues later on this afternoon and tonight at times, with the low tonight 41, as it's rather brisk, and tomorrow with a risk of a shower early. Kind of a chilly day compared to the last couple of days. We're in the mid-50s instead of the mid-70s, down to 39 on Wednesday night, and more rain Thursday night into Friday. Right now, this morning, as we await the rain here in the river region, we have, in fact, it's already moving into the river region. We have 74 balmy degrees.
Oh, now, let me ask you something, Rick Thomas. I don't mean to be too personal, right? But are you one of those weirdos out there that just loves the rain, to be inside here in the pitter-patter outside on your rooftop? What is it, like a pulviophile or something? I don't know what it's called. It starts with a P.
I've never heard that term, but I like when it's a cold winter's day and I have a fire going in the fireplace.
Oh, sure.
And I'm watching maybe a holiday movie,
right,
and then the rain is falling.
I don't mind
I
that.
I like that, and my dog's on my lap. Yeah,
right,
like,
but when it's a summer like day that. Or something.
No,
like that.
I'm not necessarily one of those people. I'm not a Johnny Rivers kind of guy.
Okay.
Summer rain.
No, oh, good Lord.
Naps in my window.
Well,
north wind.
We got a heck of a show today. I think Jack Campbell's going to be a little bit late. He was waiting on something in the dryer.
Well, besides the articles of impeachment, I see that the Pelosi's about to make an announcement on the Mexican-Canadian trade deal.
Yeah, they need to get that done. It might surprise some folks. It's an improvement on NAFTA, but to me, it's like, yeah, still leaves a lot to be desired.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's still government-managed trade, in my opinion, but that's just my ideology. Yeah. I like, true freedom.
Well, but, as a guy that has an investment in some stock stuff.
Yes.
I would like to see some good news here.
That would be good. A trade deal with China would be good.
That would be
as well.
Really good. Yeah, if you can get me that for Christmas, I would appreciate it.
I'll make some calls. I'll make some calls to the White House, see what I can do for you, folks. And I'm going to have to go get my paddle because I'm in a mood today. I've been holding back.
Oh?
Yeah,
really?
Are you gonna
let it out?
Well, I started reading that Horowitz report, this IG report.
Yeah, which is tomorrow is the deal on that.
The hearing in front of Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. So News and Views begins in mere moments. Thank you, Rich Thomas. See you tomorrow.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by the Choir is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Luke Choir is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by the Choir and Carrier. Visit acbythechoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by the Choir.
License number 84417.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Okay, thank you very much. The IG report just came out. And I was just briefed on it, and it's a disgrace what's happened with respect to the things that were done to our country. It should never again happen to another president. It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, into News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, will be here in mere moments. And I picked the wrong week to stop putting tobacco in my mouth, but I'll be all right. I've got some nicotine mints, so to speak. I'm ready to go. In fact, I need to be in an irritated mood. I've got my paddle next to me, and all these politicians deserve a good paddling. One of those days, one of those shows. Not only are we now dealing in the aftermath, the wake of the Inspector General report, Michael Horowitz will testify tomorrow in front of Senator Lindsey Graham. I've had a little bit of a time to read the executive summary at the beginning of the report, sort of a general summary of the 400 plus pages. I got into the report itself and started to realize some things I've been told by some commentators were stretched a bit. Some things I was told by some commentators, as well as thought of myself, well, are in fact true. Let's just put it this way. For all the folks out there claiming that this report exonerates the FBI, this report debunks all the terrible things Donald Trump has been saying, things that Trump just said yesterday that I played here at the beginning of the show. You're wrong. Wrong. It does not. The idea that you're off the hook, you're scot-free because you didn't find anybody willing to testify or you didn't find any documentary evidence of political bias, that doesn't exonerate you at all. The fact that the inspector general decided, yeah, it was fine. It was predicated to open the investigation in the first place, July 31st, 2016. The investigation called Crossfire Hurricane, that doesn't exonerate you at all. Because what this report shows is, though, yeah, it seems like it was fine for you to open up this investigation given the Russian hacking and given information about Papadopoulos getting rumors of the Russians wanting to help Trump. Okay, you can open up the investigation. But what then did you do, FBI? What did you do? You had three different confidential human sources that looked into Papadopoulos and Carter Page. And as soon as you started to look into this story, you were finding information that contradicted this idea that Carter Page was a Russian agent, that Papadopoulos was actually working with the Russians. And so instead of just saying, well, it looks like we jumped the gun here, you pushed forward anyway. And you filled out FISA applications against members of the Trump campaign. And you relied on the piece of crap known as the Steele dossier. And on that initial FISA warrant, as well as the three renewals, the four FISA warrants altogether, let's just keep it simple. How bad was the FBI's rush of FISA abuse? 51 violations and 9 false statements to the FISA court, to the FISC. If you want to figure out how bad it is, folks, just read an obscure attachment to Michael Horowitz's report. It's a long report. There's a lot in it. A lot of moving parts and acronyms and different players and official offices and documents, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But if you look at Appendix 1 is part of the report. You got to do your own homework. Appendix 1 identifies the total violations by the FBI of the so-called Woods protections and Woods procedures, the process by which the Bureau verifies information and assures the FISA court that the evidence they're presenting to the court is in fact true. This appendix, Appendix 1, identifies a total of 51 Woods procedure violations from the FISA application the FBI submitted to the court authorizing surveillance of former Trump campaign aide Carter Page starting in October 2016. A whopping 9 of those violations fell into the category called, quote, supporting document shows that the factual assertion is inaccurate. For those who don't speak IG parlance, it means the FBI made 9 false assertions to the FISA court. In short, what the Bureau said was contradicted by the evidence in its official file. To put this in perspective, Michael Flynn, a 33-year veteran, a member in the intelligence community who largely had good standing, who performed beautifully in the battlefields and collecting battlefield intelligence, who came to the conclusions after working, say, in Iraq, that the bureaucracy in D.C. wasn't worth much at all to those actually on the ground fighting these wars that we shouldn't ever got into in the first place. Well, Mike Flynn and George Papadopoulos were both convicted of making single false statements to the FBI. But the FBI lies to a secretive court that's surveilling on a presidential campaign. And, oh, it's not a big deal because we can't be proven to have bias in a political sense. Then we're exonerated. You should be ashamed of yourself, James Comey. You should be ashamed of yourself. Because Because it's one thing to initially open up this investigation called Crossfire Hurricane into the presidential campaign. It's a whole other thing to then say, well, let's not give the Trump campaign a defensive briefing because for some reason we suspect all of them might be in on it. It's not like we can talk to Kellyanne Conway or Donald Trump himself. We don't want them to get wise to the fact that we're wise that they might be Russian assets and colluding with the Russian Federation and the Kremlin. So let's not give them a defensive briefing. It's a whole other thing than after not giving a defensive briefing to send in confidential human sources, actual people like Stephen Halper and others to check in on these folks that you're interested in. Folks like Carter Page and Papadopoulos, who when your sources try to get them to talk about all the things you suspect them of doing, they actually make statements that show their innocence. And yet you then still go on to carry out FISA surveillance warrants against this campaign. I don't give a damn about political bias. It exists. It's the reality of our politics. And you can see it today as the Democrats announced two articles of impeachment against the president of these United States. He abused his power and he obstructed Congress. Good luck with that. What I do care about, though, is institutional bias. The proverbial hammer seeing every problem as a nail. And as we covered yesterday, with all this news being broken about how much generals, top officials lied about the progress in the war in Afghanistan, how the government so often creates what is known as a self-licking ice cream cone. You know, this should be a great libertarian moment for the country. Why do I say that? It's not because we're living up to our libertarian, classical liberal ideals. Certainly not. But while everybody is divided and frustrated and pretty much done with this impeachment crap, while everybody's learning about all the different little entities that make up the DOJ and the FBI through this Inspector General report, and as everybody goes to their respective camps, to their political parties and the factions within the political parties and the factions within the factions and the special interests and the interest within the special interest and all these different divided parts of the country, we should all wake up to the fact that at this point, government really is a gang of thieves writ large, and we're just competing over who's going to control it. It's becoming uglier and uglier by the day. And I think the root of this problem is the power of this government. So to echo Senator Lindsey Graham, who has been a defender of the FISA court and of mass surveillance programs, if the FISA court does nothing about this, maybe Congress should. Well, I don't think we should wait on the FISA court, Lindsey, Senator Graham. I think we should get right to this idea that this is too much power. This power is too easily abused, and it doesn't take political bias to have it be abused. And I don't think we're even scratching the surface. This is just an opening chapter or two, these 450 pages in the FISA court violations. 9 times they lied to the FISA court. Withheld evidence that would have shown, hey, these guys we're following aren't actually Russian assets. And by the way, the Steele dossier is just rumor and innuendo stacked on top of salacious scuttlebutt and bullcrap. So let me remind you folks that after Horowitz's report, the IG report was released yesterday, you got two statements. One from the Attorney General of these United States, the other from U.S. Attorney John Durham. The first one is from William Barr. William Barr says, nothing is more important than the credibility and integrity of the FBI. Well, sure, Mr. Attorney General, as well as the Department of Justice. That is why we must hold our investigators and prosecutors to the highest ethical and professional standards. The IG's investigation has provided critical transparency and accountability, and his work is a credit to the Department of Justice. I'd like to thank the Inspector General and his team. Okay, all the pleasantries, let's get that throat clearing out of the way. The Inspector General's report now makes clear the FBI launched an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions that, in my view, William Barr's view, were insufficient to justify the steps taken. And William Barr, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely right. It's one thing to look in and open up this investigation. It's another thing to, by hook or by crook, find ways to spy on this campaign when, along the way, right when you get going looking into Carter Page and Papadopoulos and Flynn and Manafort, you're finding nothing, and if not nothing, stuff that actually shows these guys are innocent. That's what William Barr is talking about here. Barr goes on. It is also clear that from its inception, the evidence produced by the investigation was consistently exculpatory. Nevertheless, the investigation and surveillance was pushed forward for the duration of the campaign and deep into President Trump's administration. The last FISA warrant, by the way, was signed off by Rod Rosenstein. Yeah, what a brilliant pick. Who suggested Rod Rosenstein should be the Deputy Attorney General? Who suggested that? Barr goes on. In the rush to obtain and maintain FISA surveillance of Trump campaign associates, FBI officials misled the FISA court, omitted critical exculpatory facts from their filings, and suppressed or ignored information negating the reliability of their principal source. The Inspector General found the explanations given for these actions unsatisfactory. While most of the misconduct identified by the Inspector General was committed in 2016 and 17 by a small group of now former FBI officials, the malfeasance and misfeasance detailed in the IG's report reflects a clear abuse of the FISA process. And in my humble little kooky libertarian opinion, this never should have been a power that was so easy to use and abuse. People have been warning us about this. But then the especially rare statement yesterday came from U.S. Attorney John Durham. He has a similar throat clearing to the Attorney General. Quote, I have the utmost respect for the mission of the Office of Inspector General and the comprehensive work that went on into the report prepared by Mr. Horowitz and his staff. But here comes the big hairy but, all summed up in the word, however. Our investigation, Durham's investigation, is not limited to developing information from within component parts of the Justice Department. Our investigation has included developing information from other persons and entities, both in the U.S. and outside of the U.S. Based on the evidence collected to date, and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was open. We've only just begun, folks. We've only just begun. And yet most of the media is acting like this IG report is a vindication of the FBI. No, it's not. And you better believe, how do institutions become corrupt? Well, sometimes you just have corrupt people who take over them. That's the Democrats' working theory right now. The executive branch is being corrupted. The office of the presidency is itself. It's being corrupted by Donald Trump, the bad orange man. Uh-huh. But another way institutions are corrupted, I says, Star Wars, the new one's coming out. Like the 20th or the 19th of this month. So I've been rewatching Star Wars. And the big lesson of the prequels, without going into all sorts of nerdy details, is that when you put too much trust in your institutions, especially the institutions you're part of, and say, oh, the FBI would never do anything like this, the CIA would never do anything untoward, the Congress or the president. I mean, these people are good career people working at the FBI, the CIA, the State Department, the NSA, the Director of National Intelligence, the National Security Council. All these are career amazing folks. And how dare this corrupt president question what they're doing? But here's how it works. Sometimes when you put so much faith in just the branding and the name of whatever law enforcement or intelligence community or whatever institution, it could be your local church or your favorite university or football team. Sometimes for the sake of reputation, people look the other way. Sometimes for the sake of upholding the great reputation of the men and women of the FBI, people look the other way. And my suggestion is, if you actually care about the integrity of law enforcement and the FBI, if you actually care about the integrity of programs like the FISA court, as well as what the intelligence communities are up to, if you actually care about the integrity of the executive branch, the presidency, the Congress, whether the House or the Senate, if you care about the integrity of the Republic, you should be willing to voice wrongdoing. Wrongdoing that has been going on for decades now. It doesn't apply to any particular party, any particular president or Congress. But institutional bias. You can have your partisan bias and your political bias. That's tough enough to prove, though it really isn't all that tough. I think Inspector General Horowitz balked there. He should have kept his foot on the rubber when he was throwing that pitch. But that's a distraction. What I worry about is this institutional bias, that the government protects its own, and that this gang of thieves writ large is more than willing to kick out one leader to put in a new corrupt bum. But when it comes to the actual systematic corruption in this government and these immense powers they have abused, whether they were just being overzealous or they actually had political bias, I don't give a damn. But when you abuse this power, something needs to be done. So I hope you do your work well, U.S. Attorney John Durham. I hope you stand up to all the smears about to be thrown your way that have already been thrown your way, Attorney General Barr. And stay strong, Mr. President. Because this is about more than just the FBI and the Department of Justice and the CIA. It wasn't what they were just up to. You know, I've been alive here on talk radio for the last 2.5, 3 years. It was more than just the official actions taken by the FBI that's the problem here. Where do you think all the leaks came from? Where do you think all that great inside source material came from that won the Washington Post and New York Times Pulitzer Prizes? It's not just the official actions of these agencies. It's all the unofficial actions. And this whole culture up there in the swamp, the Imperial City, Washington, D.C., that Trump has, I think, stumbled into. And by just being himself, he's pissed off a lot of people, and they fought back. My hope is that they've revealed themselves enough in trying to fight this president that will wake the American people up, not just to political bias, because that's always going on, but institutional bias. That this government is going too far every day. In this case, with this president and this candidate, Trump, they might have actually given the game away by going too far. But you know me, folks. I'm not very hopeful that anything will actually be done. We'll see. I guess we'll just have to punish them at the election. Though I would love to paddle some of these politicians. I've got my my sizable paddle right here in my left hand. So, a lot going on. Coming up, I'll play, if you can stomach it, the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi walking out in a purple sweater. She looks like a frickin' Advent candle. Oh, are you prayerful today, Nancy? Are you full of love and not hate? And they announced 2 articles of impeachment. Tomorrow, Michael Horowitz, the man everybody's talking about, his report that they're talking about, will appear in front of the Senate, in front of Lindsey Graham. I have a little bit of what Lindsey Graham said yesterday as his report was released. There's a lot to get into. 272-9228. I would love your reaction to this report if you had time to read it. If you've had time to watch the news and see what people are saying, is this the report you were waiting for? We waited a long time. Are you excited that we've only just begun? Are you disappointed that this doesn't go far enough? Would love your input. 272-9228, 272-9228. And I'll leave you with the words of Trump yesterday reacting to this report.
Okay, thank you very much.
More news and views when we come back.
And I was just briefed on it, and it's a disgrace what's happened with respect to the things that were done to our country. It should never again happen to another president. It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse. So I'm going to get some very detailed briefings. But they are. It's a very sad day when I see that. Very sad day when a lot of people see that.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Dan Black Studios, proud sponsor of this hour of news and views. Call them today, folks. 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios is offering 50% off to news and views listeners for video to digital format. 50% off on all those video transfers from analog to digital format. Take advantage of it today. Dan Black Studios, proud sponsor of this hour of news and views, 279-6036. Give Dan Black Studios a call today.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served the River Region for over 30 years and offer emergency service 24/7. United is committed to giving the best service with the best quality of work and want to say thank you to everyone in the River Region we have served. We hope we exceeded your expectations in customer service and quality of work, and you enjoy your family and friends this holiday season, and we can all be thankful for the opportunities and blessings we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
Let United be your one-stop service company for the new year. We would be grateful if you give us a try.
For the number one service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limu. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
When
this is tainted because of the motivation, which is a political one.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
Not the same.
I'm Joey Clark.
Since you got a hold on me and you burn me, baby, burn me. My heart ain't my brain.
Breaking news, folks. The Trump administration and House Democrats have reached an agreement. So a rare moment of coming together. An agreement in principle, let's see if it holds together, to modify President Trump's revised North American Trade Pact, removing one of the last hurdles to enacting the president's signature trade deal. The agreement announced today by Nancy Pelosi comes at an odd moment. Yeah, that's putting it lightly. An odd moment as the same group of House Democrats move closer toward impeaching the president. See, folks, before Nancy Pelosi announced that, oh, we've reached this agreement with the president, the Democrats came out today. Nancy, as I said earlier, looking like an Advent candle, dressed in purple to symbolize hope. Hope. So let's listen to, this was at about 8:30 our time, 8:30 or so our time. Here's Nancy walking up to the podium.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, she's so somber, so prayerful.
On this solemn day, I recall that the first order of business for members of Congress is the solemn act.
A solemn.
To take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Right, right.
There's great respect and gratitude that I thank the chairs of the committees, the six committees who have been working to help us honor our oath of office.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to thank the staff of those committees and
Go
the committee ahead. Members for all of their work over this period of time to help us protect and defend.
Yeah.
I want to thank the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Nadler, chair of the Intelligence Committee.
Adam Schiff, yeah.
Mr. Schiff, chair of the Ways and Means Committee, chairman, all these chairmen, chairman Richie Neal of Massachusetts,
almost forgot him.
Affairs Committee,
yeah.
Elliot Engel of New York, the chair of the Financial Services Committee, Maxine Waters of California.
Yeah, she's great.
The chair of the Committee on Government Reform and Oversight, Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney. I also want to acknowledge the important work that was done by our dear and departed, may rest in peace, Elijah Cummings, as chair of the Oversight Committee.
Indeed, rest in peace, Elijah.
Now pleased to yield to the distinguished chair of the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Navin.
I think Jerry's shorter than Nancy. Yeah, I think he is.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Yeah, okay, good on with the Jerry.
Over the last several months,
yeah.
The investigative committees of the House have been engaged in an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's efforts to solicit foreign interference in the 2020 elections. Efforts that compromised our national security and threatened the integrity of our elections.
So did he get the Ukrainians to want to, like, fix votes or something? Oh, wait, no, he wanted the Ukrainians to investigate corruption. Is that corruption, in fact, true on behalf of the former vice president? Maybe, maybe not. Needs to be investigated. And he threatened national security, so a few-month hold on military aid that had been delivered the last 2 years, which, by the way, there's a big delay that the aid is appropriated, it's given up by the executive branch. It takes a while to make sure all those particular things get there. There's a long delay, so a few-month delay, a 55-day delay, I believe, is now threatening national security, and the fact that Joe Biden was found out to maybe be doing some corrupt things as interference in the election. You know, we've really expanded the idea of what it means to interfere in elections. You know, what it sounds like to me, folks, is no, 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 no. You foreign countries aren't allowed to propagandize the American people. That's our job. These are our people to lie to. You keep your lies to your people. We'll keep our lies to our people. Continue. Jerry.
Throughout this inquiry, he has attempted to conceal the evidence from Congress and from the American people.
Right, okay.
Our president holds the ultimate public trust. When he betrays that trust and puts himself before country, he endangers the Constitution, he endangers our democracy, and he endangers our national security. The framers of the Constitution prescribed a clear remedy for presidents who so violate their oath of office. That is the power of impeachment.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on
Wait. It's in service to the Constitution and the country. Is it in service to you, Jerry? Jerry Bear? Is it in service to your party? Is it in service to your political ends? It's funny how all these different interests that we serve all get wrapped up together. Amazing stuff. Go on, Jerry.
Jerry is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
That's his name, okay.
With committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
Right.
The first article is for abuse of power.
Abuse of power.
It is an impeachable offense for the President to exercise the powers of his public office to obtain an improper personal benefit while ignoring or injuring the national interest.
All right. We've heard all this for what, several weeks now? Great that you got another announcement of it. And it's only his personal interest. We're not pursuing our own personal political interests, but, you know, Donald Trump was. I don't understand how unveiling corruption by a former government official who probably engaged in that corruption in a foreign country to ask that particular foreign country. By the way, the whole FBI investigation was started based on a tip from, what did they call it? A friendly foreign country, a friendly foreign actor, something like that. It's all started because of a tip from an Australian. The Ukrainians are friendly with us. Can't they look into corruption? You guys, I've got to hit a break here. These folks are driving me crazy. We've been hearing this story for several weeks now, and it's not winning the day. It's not winning the day, Jer Bear. Jerry Nadler. It's not winning the day, Mr. Schiff. I got to hit a break before my head explodes. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views, once again, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 50% off on all video transfers to digital format. All those old tapes that you recorded of family get-togethers, you tape them for a reason. Why not preserve them, bring them into the digital future? Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this, the first hour of News and Views. I'm Joey Clark. And I'm trying to keep my head on straight. I picked the wrong week to stop using tobacco. Be right back. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
I got to get away from you. Gonna lose it. Gonna lose. Let me be. Let me be. If you want to love me, baby, got to give me some more. I can see. I can see. Everybody's little sugar daddy want to love you. Everybody's little sugar daddy got to love you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Welcome to the Christmas gift we've all been waiting for. The semifinals of The Masked Singer.
Fox tomorrow. Five remaining Masked Singers.
Darren Criss.
Tay Diggs.
Brian McKnight.
Two eliminations.
What?
One chance to win a spot in next week's finale.
Amazing!
This is how we do it!
It's the Masked Singer Holiday Semifinals, followed by an all-new Almost Family.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany-style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. all available in white, yellow, rose gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes already on the way. The threat of showers, maybe a thunderstorm fairly early. Temperatures will be in the low 70s before starting to fall in the afternoon to about 54 later, becoming windy. The risk of showers continues this afternoon and tonight. Colder tonight, low 41. Tomorrow, risk of showers mainly early in the day, otherwise much cooler than it has been. High temperatures only in the 50s tomorrow, down to 39 tomorrow night. A chance of more rain by Thursday night into Friday. Hey, our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, folks. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell will be here in mere moments. I just needed a little fun Christmas music to cheer me up. 272-9228 if you'd want to get on the program. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Flower Child. Flower Child, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning, Joey.
Good morning.
Uh-huh. It's a great day. I just wanted to say a couple of little things about the woods procedures.
Yeah.
They found 51 violations, right?
Right.
Just a little background. You may already know this, but Mueller got appointed FBI director a couple months or something like that before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2003, something like that, he got hauled before the Fisk court, you know, and they were slapping his hands because, again, the FBI was overreaching and doing the same things that they're doing today, you know, not following the rules and the procedures. So that's when they created the Woods procedure under Mueller. And then here we are almost two decades later, and they're still, they can't be trusted.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's all, you know, it's just a circle. Comey, Mueller, and they just insert whoever, you know, in there. Probably would have been McCabe next as FBI director because they like to keep their own.
Well, and what would motivate them to do this? I mean, the inspector general's like, well, we didn't find what, documentary or testimonial evidence of political bias. So that means, wait, the people you talked to didn't admit they were politically biased, and you didn't find documents proving they were politically biased. That's what that means. But I think most of us know either they're politically biased or I think institutional bias goes in. It's to your point you just made. They're prosecutors, they're investigators, and they want to use every tool at their disposal.
I agree. And my question to Horowitz would be, what would it take to prove bias?
Right.
You know, I mean, what scenario could you tell the American public that you're biased? I mean, if you don't, those mean tweets about Trump, if that's not political bias, you know, I don't know how you prove it.
Well, and let me share with you while you're on the phone here, Flower Child. I know you got to go soon, but there's a great opinion piece out today by Kevin Brock at The Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And just listen to this first paragraph. Imagine the Department of Justice Inspector General conducting a review of the Jeffrey Epstein case. It might read something like this. While it is clear that Mr. Epstein abused minor girls, there's no documentary or testimonial evidence that he was motivated by a deviant sexual interest in those young girls. That's kind of what's going on here. It's absurd on its face.
Yes, it is. And I cannot, since you brought him up, you know, I have so many little things in my brain that I read a little bit of a background thing on that Lex Wexner, the Victoria's Secret guy.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere or another lease. I can't prove this, but this is what somebody said. That at some point in time, Lisa Page and Peter Strope worked for one of his companies. Now, he had numerous companies, but I don't know if that's true or not, but wouldn't that be interesting to find out?
Absolutely.
You know, but, you know, it's just so disheartening as an American to know that even back through the Republican presidents that we have been lied to by our government. They want us to be sheep. They want to divide us by class and race and gender and everything else. Instead of Trump is trying to unite us as Americans. He doesn't see. He's not myopic.
Right. And you know, I try, Flower Child, talking to you off air, not to be this sort of brutal libertarian. You know, for instance, when I talk about them talking about the integrity of our democracy and elections, I think of the line, elections are just an advanced auction on stolen goods. But I'm trying to grow up beyond being that, you know, malcontent libertarian. But as I dig into just the news and the facts, it's like, well, crap, my cynicism is actually right.
Yes. And see, I call it the second American Revolution. You know, we try to get away from Britain, and now we're trying to get away from our big government.
Yeah.
And that is ruling us. I've got to go, Joey.
I appreciate it, Flower Child. And it doesn't surprise me, folks, the more we build up this Tower of Babel in Washington, D.C., the less we actually are speaking the same language as Americans. Because it's not just, like, two political parties. It's different factions within the parties and factions within the factions and all these different interests at play. And not to mention the elected officials. Let's just bring up the whole bureaucracy, the administrative state, what some might call. The director Ray of the FBI wants to let you know today that calling the FBI the deep state is it's an affront. Uh-huh. Okay. Then we're going to keep calling you the deep state. Got hit our... Hit our last break here at News and Views. 272-9228 if you want to call in like Flower Child. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage. Get 50% off all video transfers, those old analog formats to digital formats. 50% off for News and Views listeners when you tell them you're a News and Views listener. 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views.
Feliz Navidad.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at Facebook.com/ Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's
This is number 15033.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by Lou Choir is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Lou Choir is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbythechoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn. And we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. We have great gifts for all on your list, like Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans, stop by Boot Barn.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, and this part of the program, folks, brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, a Benjamin Moore retailer specializing in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. New Look Decorating Center, folks, is your local choice. Got to support that local business to help you not only find inspiration, but make that inspiration a reality. So maybe you are thinking, I need to repaint the kitchen or the dining room or the outside of the home. I want to impress the folks coming to visit for Christmas and whatnot, or maybe after New Year's as the new year begins. And so those folks at New Look Decorating, whether it's Brian Carr, the owner and paint specialist, or Brett Lanham, the manager and paint specialist, they can help you take that inspiration, that idea of yours, and make it a reality with their expertise and their many, many supplies of paint and stain supplies. They know all the contractors here in the River Region. They know the homeowners, and they work to build and maintain homeowner-painter relationships. So they know the new trends and what, you know, they can use that expert eye to go, hey, if you're thinking that, we should do this. And they can all lay it right out for you with that expertise. Clean and well-stocked showroom. They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway. It's worth your time to go by that showroom and see what they have to offer. 6237 Atlanta Highway. That's right as Bell Road butts up against Atlanta Highway. And when you use New Look Decorating, that means they keep your information and what you purchased on file. So if you come back a few years later, they'll have the exact paint that you used, and so you can do those touch-ups without any worries about integrity going forward. So whether you need interior or exterior, high-end or commercial-grade coatings, New Look Decorating Center is ready to serve you and answer all of your questions. Give them a call today, 271-0007, 271-0007, or again, visit them at 6237 Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor of News and Views from 9 to noon. Appreciate you guys, Brian, Brett, and be sure, folks, to tell New Look Decorating Center you heard about them here on News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. So, where are we in all of this? Well, really where we're at, folks, is that this is bigger than the FBI. This is bigger than the government itself. This has to do, in my humble little opinion, my crazy, kooky, libertarian opinion, with a general culture of big government. What we have now and what we've had since the beginning of this presidency, and I don't think it was intended by Trump. I think he wanted to drain the swamp. He didn't realize it'd be like this. As soon as he came into office, even before he assumed office and he was president-elect, the Democrats and career institutional folks got to work and were very suspicious of this president. And to this day, what do we have? These career bureaucrats testifying in front of the Democrats in the House, and now they're calling for the president to be impeached over abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. We've been around and paying attention for the last 2-3 years, guys. I remember all the leaks, all the accusations that the president is a Russian asset.